Blog Talk Radio.
Evolving. So, how does that tie in with the law of attraction, Cynthia? Well, the reason I'm saying it's so important for you to understand the laws of the universe, not just the law of attraction, that's what we're focusing on right now, is because the planet is evolving. The way we live our life, we have to evolve. This law of attraction has been there all the time, functioning in our lives, but we've been very careless with our thoughts and our feelings. Mm-hmm. You know, and we have allowed a system to dictate what is important for us. And that I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. That brings order, and you can see how well it functions monetarily in our society and how it creates a society when they define it. So there's not a, you know, there's upsides and downsides to everything. But in this particular period, in order to evolve, it has become extremely important for you to understand your relationship, not only to this planet, but to the cosmos, to everything, to bring yourself into the awareness, because in order to evolve, you have to be aware of the non-physical. In order for you to evolve, you must be aware of the non-physical. You must be aware of source energy. You really have to understand how everything works. You can't just get by with a system anymore. I was reading an article yesterday with Paul Krugman. He is an economist and writes for the New York Times. And he says that we're moving into, he says we're creating a permanent group of people who are unemployed. And I disagree with him. If these people move into the awareness of the law of attraction, they will not be unemployed.
That's right.
They can create the job and attract opportunities and circumstances to them where they are no longer unemployed. But now in the world system, yes. And that is occurring. His reasoning, he's looking at it from economics and from the world system, yes, it is occurring. There is a permanent class of unemployed people, and that won't change. And I believe it's permanent. But that's based on the world, is it not? And we are in this world, but we're not of this world. So we can rise above any of those circumstances. And who's out there teaching people, oh, don't listen to that. We want you to create that which you desire. Because that's never going to be denied you. The world system can deny you a job. You're not smart enough. You're not the right color. You don't have enough education. You're too fat. You're too thin. You're too old. You're too young. You know, not they will deny you. The law of attraction is only here to say yes, yes, yes. You can. Mm-hmm. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Okay. And so we are evolving. And that means that we need to function. My point here is that we need to function at a higher level of consciousness where we are deliberately co-creating our experiences on this planet with God. And this is an unprecedented time to do this.
Mm-hmm.
This is the skill set that you will need to master in order to survive during this evolutionary period. So I encourage you to talk to those that you love the most because speak from your heart. If these teachings are touching you, speak from your heart and say, please, you know, this is something, for whatever reason, this is different. And I know that we need to learn this. You need to learn this and really be vigilant and disciplined about it. This morning, I thank God for my discipline to put these principles into practice. Because your survival really will depend on it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All righty. So, Dr. Reggie, can you take us into our morning prayer? We're going to get into our lesson this morning.
Father and Mother God, we thank you for yet a brand new day that we've never seen before under a brand new sky. And we appreciate living on this planet that you made for our survival. We appreciate having the ability to create whatever we want to create in attracting abundance, attracting a career, attracting a mate, a home, and anything we need for survival. You gave us this mechanism that is built in called our mind. Let us use our mind to connect with your mind, always knowing the two frequencies that are balanced will bring miracles into our life and into our path. And we thank you for the spirit that's raging on the planet in a good way, cosmologically. The Holy Spirit sweeping the entire planet. And those who can deal with that energy of love and abundance will survive. So we pray that everybody taps into the energy. We are changing and evolving into the fifth dimensional frequency of love. Let us love ourselves and love our neighbors and love people that we don't even love anymore. Pass the energy on to them and let us walk in the path of the highest good for everybody involved. We believe this is so, and so it is.
And so it is, and so it is. So today, I entitled our lesson, Are You Afraid to Pursue Your Dreams? Are you afraid to pursue your dreams? Is there something inside of you that a tremendous desire and you, for whatever reason, are afraid to pursue your dreams? And so I'm going to pick up with, I'm in, of course, Money and the Law of Attraction, which is the Abraham teaching. And I'm going to pick up where Abraham is asking a question of Jerry. He says, what is the primary reason for the desire for a career? And this is a switch because Abraham rarely asks a question.
Mm-hmm.
But he asked Jerry, what is the primary reason for the desire for a career? And Jerry said, well, I read a study done recently that concluded that what most people are looking for is prestige. In other words, if they're offered the choice of having a higher title or more money, most will choose the title. And Abraham says, well, those who are seeking prestige have replaced their own guidance system with seeking approval from others.
Mm.
Take a deep breath. How many of you are making decisions based on what others think? We had this conversation yesterday. We're continuing it today. So, he says, and that is a rather unfulfilling way to live because the onlookers you are seeking to please do not sustain long-lasting attention upon you.
That's right.
That study is very likely accurate because most people do care more about what others think about them than they do about how they personally feel. But there can be no consistency in that form of guidance.
Amen.
Sometimes people worry that if they selfishly consider what makes them happy above all other things, they will be uncaring and unfair to those around them. But we know that the opposite is true. Why? When you care about your alignment with Source, which is represented by the way you feel, and you work to maintain your connection, anyone who is then in your object of attention receives benefit from your days. You cannot uplift another unless You are connected to the stream of well-being yourself. Now, I want you to stop for a moment and think about someone that you just absolutely love being around and why. You know, this person comes and they're smiling all the time. They're cracking jokes. They're just jovial. They're happy. They never have an unpleasant or unkind word to say about someone else. You really love being around them. I would say that when you're around that person is connected to source.
Yes, they are.
They are connected to source. And they're moving in their joy. And they never meet a stranger. Everybody loves them. How many of you know someone like that? Dr. Reggie's raising his hand. Dr. Reggie's one of those people. He is in his joy. Okay, so so this is what Abraham is saying. He's saying, when you are happy, when you are connected to source, when you are aware of who you really are, you're blessing everyone around you. So why would you deny yourself feeling good? Okay, let's move on. We understand that it can feel very good when others hold you as their object of attention, as they are feeling appreciation for you, because they are often then doing exactly what we were just explaining to you. In their appreciation of you, they are connected to source, and they're showering it all over you. But to ask others to always be in alignment with source, and to always hold you as their object of attention so that you can be showered with the well-being they are providing is not practical, because you cannot control their connection and you will not always be their only object of attention. You do, however, have absolute control over your own connection to source. And when your dominant intent is to maintain your connection while leaving others out of that equation, then you will be free of trying to please others, which you cannot consistently do anyway. And then you will be able to maintain a consistent connection and feeling of well-being. When I first met Dr. Reggie and he first started ministering to me, he would say, why do you care what other people think? And believe it or not, I still have those moments where I care about what other people think about me. But most of the time, I don't care. What you think about me is none of my business.
Amen.
It's what I think about me that's important.
And I love that title, because there's a book by Terry Cole Whitaker called What You Think About Me Is None of My Business. And it shows you how powerful that vibration really is.
It really is. I won't say all of us do this, but many of us have that challenge. We're trying to please mom and dad. I went through that period and was miserable. I was absolutely miserable. If you guys go back through some of these archives, you may recall me telling you the story of how I had to struggle with trying to be what we call a normal person, where I could stay put in one position, one job, and keep my nose to the grindstone. Oh, my God, that was so hard for me. And I forced myself to do it because I was seeking the approval of my father.
But you're a very creative person. You can't stay there.
No, that's not my nature.
Right.
You know, and thank God that he created all of us with our unique gifts. That really was disheartening for me. And had I not broken free, I would have probably left this planet very unfulfilled. So think about, who are you trying to please? And what are you putting, what desires of your heart are you putting on hold to please others? Because that desire that's in your heart, believe it or not, it's been placed there by God. So are you tarrying the spirit, as the old people say? Listen, when you connect yourself with Source, all is good. You just have to trust and believe and know that the universe is here to support you. So don't be afraid. Like my little niece would say, don't be scared. Don't be scared. So you just cannot get the approval you seek from the place of needing it or from the place of the lack of it. That word comes up again, lack, right? Listen, an office with a wonderful window view or a parking place with your name on it or an impressive title accompanying your name cannot fill the void caused by not being in alignment with who you really are. When you achieve that alignment, those things feel less important. But then, interestingly enough, guess what happens?
It happens anyway.
Those things come anyway.
Yes, they do.
What does the Bible tell us? The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven.
Which is within.
Which is within. And all these things will be added unto you.
Right.
So, let's reword that. Seek ye first your alignment with Source, your alignment with God, and everything else will fall into place.
Because it's all there.
You see, that good book was really on the mark, wasn't it? The good book was on the mark.
That's right.
So here's a statement that's in the chat room. I like to try to pull them in. He says, I've been weird all my life. This is John. So never really cared what others thought about me. Good for you, John. Did you feel connected to God, connected to your Source? Or were you just fancy free? Were you moving in alignment with joy? Or did you still have some other feelings going on inside other than joy? Okay, so let's move forward. Filling my void through service. So Jerry says, during my 20 years in a wide variety of positions in the entertainment industry, I really had a lot of fun. It required only a few hours of my time, and I had a lot of adventurous challenges because I had so many new experiences. And yet I often told people that I felt like I was walking across the sands of life, but when I looked back, there were no tracks. In other words, I felt that I was bringing my audiences some temporary pleasure, but I wasn't leaving them with anything of permanent value. So do we all inherently have those drives to uplift others? Do they come from another level of ourselves, or do we pick those intentions up from others around us once we're born into this physical environment? He's trying to find out, where does desire come from? That's what he's asking Abraham. Where does this come from, this drive, this desire? Where does it come from? Here's what Abraham said. You are born wanting to be of value. You are born wanting to uplift. And you are born understanding that you have value.
Amen.
So most of that feeling of lack that you were describing was not about your not being able to provide lasting value to others, but because your thoughts were keeping you away from your own personal alignment. It works like this. Here's how it works. When you are in alignment with who you really are, that means when you are in alignment with your inner being, when you are in alignment with Source, you cannot help but uplift those with whom you come in contact.
True.
And in that alignment, you do not notice so many others who are not in alignment, because the law of attraction does not surround you with dissatisfied people when you are satisfied. And the law of attraction does not surround you with satisfied people when you are dissatisfied. What does that mean? Hey, birds of a feather flock together. What's another one that they say? Misery loves company. Abraham is saying when you're in alignment, then you're only going to attract other people that are in that same state of consciousness. You simply cannot compensate for your own misalignment by offering more time or energy or action. And that's generally what we tend to do. When things aren't going right, well, I'm not doing this. I should be doing this. I need to adjust things here. I need to fix this. No, you don't. You need to get in alignment. You don't need to manipulate and control anything other than you being in alignment with Source. You guys have got to stop thinking about the physical world and think about the non-physical world. Mm-hmm. It is about energy and moving into the force of that energy. You're moving into the center of it. And everything else will come to you.
Sure
will. That doesn't mean that you won't have to take steps, but you don't have to try to manipulate and control. The people will come. The circumstances will come. And you will know that it is in divine perfection, because when you're connected, you totally know.
We've experienced it, that's for sure.
That's very, very sure. For sure, for sure, for sure. I promise you, that's what will happen. Do the energy work first. Move into alignment. Find your joy. Do a heart check. Are you feeling joyful? Does this feel good? If not, let it go and move on. Go to a higher thought where you are feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
Your value to those around you hinges upon only one thing, and that is your personal alignment with Source. And the only thing you have to give to another is an example of that alignment, which they may observe, then desire, and then work to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
But you cannot give it to them. All you can do is give them the experience, because you are living it, and they become observers.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So, the entertainment, he goes on to talk to Jerry, the entertainment that you provided to your audiences was actually a much bigger gift than you were able to acknowledge at the time. For you were providing distraction from troubling things. And in the absence of your audience members' attention to their problems, they did achieve, in many cases, temporary alignment with Source.
Mm-hmm.
But you cannot go with each of them holding yourself as their only object of attention in order to maintain their good feeling. Everyone is responsible for the thoughts they think and the things that they choose as their objects of attention. So all of you have deep within you an understanding that you are here as joyous creators. How many of you are joyous creators this morning? You are here to be a joyous creator. And you are always being called toward that fulfillment. But there is not a long list of requirements that you are expected to accomplish. Your intention was to let your physical environment inspire your never-ending ideas of expansion and of desire. And then you intended to align with the Source energy within you for the achievement of those ideas. In other words, you knew your desires would be born from your participation here on planet Earth. And then once the desire was alive within you, you could focus your thoughts until you accomplished a feeling of expectation. And then your desire would come to fruition. You know what I love about Abraham is he is bringing in, or they, because it's a group consciousness, they are bringing into our awareness when we were a part of them in our non-physical. We were a part of Abraham. All of this knowledge is contained within you. You're not being taught anything. You are being awakened.
That's right.
To who you really are.
Yeah.
You have all of this information in you. So listen, you're not going out I'm seeking to be holy. Oh, I'm seeking to be more spiritual. No, you are spiritual. You are holy.
Whoa.
You don't have to look for anything. All you need to do is say, I am spiritual. I am holy.
You are an extension of God.
I am divinely created. Mm-hmm. That's all you need to do because you are.
Mm-hmm.
Just wake up. That's all you're doing. You know.
Questions from people coming?
Yes. Is there any, Dr. Reddy says, is there any questions or comments from people? Just press 1 on your telephone keypad because we're having a Holy Ghost moment.
I know. I want to hear from folks because it's very important. You know what? When other people say something, it benefits other people who are listening.
I know. I try to get you guys to, I am asking you to please press 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're just listening in, here's the telephone number to call, 914-338-0590, and press 1. We want to hear from you this morning.
I love it.
Good morning.
Good morning, precious. How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
Great. This is Kathy?
Yes.
What's going on, Kathy?
Well, I was going to say it doesn't happen overnight.
Waking up?
Manifesting.
You know, that depends on you.
It sure does.
Okay.
Really, because I think the more you believe it and know it and expect it, she gave the 3 key ingredients here. The more you expect it, then there it is. But you can't force it to come. That's the thing. The universe doesn't force you. And you can't force it, absolutely. But what you do is allow. She mentioned the word allow, the law of allowing. You launch your rocket of desire. And when that gets to the universe, very quickly, and it will, comes back to you, depending on your level and energetic frequency of belief, and it will manifest for you instantly. It never fails. It cannot fail. It's like saying God failed. That's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Your application of a law maybe have failed, but God cannot fail, period. And when you realize that in yourself, and the word realize means to make real in yourself, it's no longer a long-term thing. Oh, I hope it happens very soon. We can hope for the next 50 years, but you see it now. He said to Moses, I am, not I will be that I am, or I was that I am now. And the more you realize that now you're in, the quicker the molecules, the energy forces get together to bring the thing that you want into your life, as long as it's not meant to harm you or others. It manifests very quickly.
Well, I might be doing something wrong.
No, you're not.
No, what is it, you know, it is what you have to check, Kathy, is really what is the quality of your thought and what is the quality of your feeling. Because here, just by saying it doesn't happen overnight, it dilutes your belief somewhat.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Okay. So if you move into a place where you just kind of, you know that everything is going to happen, you don't doubt it, you don't care about the time, that's not important because everything is in divine order, that should, you know, that shouldn't even really come across your mind. You just know that it is.
Okay.
Change my way of thinking.
Yeah, I don't want you to beat yourself up over this.
That's right, because she's the presence of the holy creation of God. So don't do that. Don't beat yourself up.
You want to move into your joy. So when you start beating yourself up and saying, oh, and doubting yourself, then that dilutes your thought too, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's not good. That doesn't make you feel good, does it?
No.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's discard that belief as well. So just pay attention at this point, really, pay attention to how you feel. And then that'll trigger you to pay attention to what you're thinking.
Well, I feel like we're working hard.
Say that again.
I'm working from my heart.
Oh, I'm going to turn my mic off. Sometimes it interferes. Hold on 1 second. I need you to repeat it.
Oh, I feel like I'm working from my heart.
I feel like I'm working from my heart.
Okay, good. And does it make you feel good?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, then that's what's important.
But then let go at that point. Don't try to force anything else.
Now, how much attention are you paying to, well, how is this going to happen? I don't know how.
I'm not trying not to think that.
Right. Because God is a how provider. He knows how. All
right.
You do is launch a desire and then let it go. I'm waiting for it to show up. When is it going to come? Why hasn't it come yet? Those are not good thoughts. Let it go and allow it to happen. And you know what? It always happens at the perfect and right divine time. It never fails. I'm not kidding.
Now, I will share this with you. When you begin playing with the law of attraction sometimes, the universe will, especially if you're like in a crisis, the universe will wait till the very last minute for the demonstration.
Oh, my God, I know.
I mean, the very, very last moment.
And it's like, why are you doing this? All of a sudden, it's perfect. It turns out great.
But when that happens repeatedly, you begin to understand, okay, the universe is going to wait till the last moment. You understand that. And so, I mean, it actually moves you into this place of...
comfort.
It moves you into a place where you know that the universe is going to respond.
Yes.
Okay.
And you just wait, and you wait for it. Isn't that trust, Tom?
Yeah, very much.
Very much.
Yeah, it builds your faith.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you so much for chiming in this morning.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Wow, anyone else? I think someone else was on, and I missed you. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Okay, we're quiet this morning. All righty, so now I don't know where I was, Dr. Legend.
You go with your heart. Go back into the alignment of what people want, what Jerry was asking, and Abraham answering.
Here, he says the primary role, oh, here it is.
Mm-hmm. Somebody calling you?
Uh-huh. Good morning.
Hello.
How are you this morning? Is this Charm?
This is Charm.
Good. What's happening, Charm?
I just wanted to agree about all the I am, because now I am what I say I am. And I'm saying everything positive. And I understand how the last caller felt, and it is a sense of belief, and you got to feel good about what you're trying to attract to you, because if you don't fully feel it there and fully believe it, it's going to take more steps. So it could take one step, 20 steps, it just really depends. And I've seen it. I've taken all 20, and now I choose to have it instantly as quick as I can. So I,
right.
I decided I just surrendered all to God, and it's been working tremendously.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I'm just so proud of her. I'm watching her
too.
Grow.
I know. Charm is amazing.
She is amazing. Good morning, John. How are you?
All is well. How are you this morning?
Oh, man, I'm telling you, we are so, I'm so jazzed right now. I can't tell you. I feel like I'm floating.
Yeah, I can feel your energy.
What's up?
Not much. I was just sitting here listening to the show, and I was resonating with what it is being said here. And as with myself, you know, as with the manifesting, it always just seems to show up right on time.
That's right.
And I'm learning to trust that.
Yes. That's when I talk about that delay, that it happens at the very last moment. And for some reason, when that happens over and over again, it does build your trust, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. It does that for me. It's like I panic on it.
Uh-huh.
And then it just, at that very last moment, things just seem to kind of like just come together.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And when it comes together, it is always so perfect. You could have never masterminded the solution the way the universe does, because everybody involved is happy. It resolves so much in one fell swoop. Have you ever noticed that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
It does. I love you. Made me think of something just now. Somebody, John, went to a healing service in Pittsburgh with Catherine Coleman, and they had something wrong with sugar problems and obesity and all that other stuff. But there's a whole slew of things wrong with the person. But when that energy hit that person, they got healed. It healed everything that they had. Not just one thing, because that shows you when the spirit's energy is healing, it is always complete. It doesn't leave anything out. So it's amazing to me, you say, it comes that way the last minute, and everything is done perfectly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It really is.
Mm-hmm. And,
well,
and
thank
that's,
you for sharing.
And
that's, go ahead.
Okay. That's what I learned when I was studying Reiki. And it's with the energy, it just goes where it's needed.
Right, exactly.
Mm.
Some Reiki students in my class, I tell them, imagine that God is controlling your hand. If you touch a person, he will show you where the meridians are on the body to heal that person.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine your hands is light, and it works every time.
And it's just so amazing. It's just that with me, I had to just learn to trust.
Yes.
Because I wanted, you know, to know, but I had to learn to just trust the process.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Very good. I'm going to move on. We have 60 seconds left.
I appreciate you.
Okay, we appreciate you too, John.
Thank you, John.
And everybody who called in.
All righty, so Dr. Rich, let's
close
prayer.
Father, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for beautiful spirits on this line listening. And the ones who are not participating in answering questions, you know their heart and their desires, and they will always be answered. And we thank you so much for their love and attention to this broadcast. We thank you for the broadcast anyway, that all good things come to those who love God and love the energy and loving themselves on a higher level. We believe it is so, and so is it.